Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for summer 2023, and is presented to you by readers Tessa, Glynis, and me, Jenny, and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we are making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following: creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We're also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It's about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe.
Itchen Valley Country Park to be transformed. Work gets underway this month to transform one of the area's best loved green spaces. Itchen Valley Country Park, West End, will see an exciting range of new features designed to make it an even better visitor attraction for all the family and a tranquil destination that plays an important role in the well-being of local people. The project will bring exciting new features that will make it more versatile for a range of events and activities. These include a greatly improved play equipment, a covered outdoor seating area for customers to the popular Woodland Cafe, a central events, markets and welcoming space at High Wood Barn, a new community building at High Hill Field, refurbishment of High Wood Barn and Kingfisher Barn, better barbecue and picnic areas. The improvements will also provide greater accessibility with a changing places room for disabled users, as well as additional toilets. Car parking will also be upgraded. Members of the project team and contractors Blake Down joined councillors Keith House and Cynthia Garton and the council's chief executive James Strachan to signal the start of the work. RHP Architects, who designed the Eastleigh Lakeside Centre, are lead architect and master planners. We will ensure that any disruption is kept to an absolute minimum and to assure that park users will think it worthwhile when the final results are unveiled. Please check the Itchen Valley Country Park and Council social media channels and newsletters for regular updates. Find out more. eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP Transformation.
Creating homes and communities. Bampton House receives grant funding. Homes England have approved grant funding of £779,000 towards Bampton House in Chandlesford, which will provide designated specialist housing accommodation, including access to support. Bampton House was a vacant office block, most recently occupied by British Gas, bought by the council in June 2022 to provide short-term affordable accommodation to help residents with specialist housing needs. The scheme, which is funded and developed by the council, will deliver much-needed accommodation both to tackle housing problems and address the cost of living crisis. It will also help reduce expenditure by the council on emergency accommodation, such as bed and breakfast. Cabinet Lead for Regeneration, Councillor Paul Bicknell, said, "This is a very exciting council project, transforming the building into high-quality, self-contained flats. We have a statutory duty to avoid the use of bed and breakfast for families wherever possible, and a requirement to move families into self-contained accommodation within 6 weeks. It also enables local people to remain in the borough and allows easier access to the services in Eastleigh needed to get support in securing a permanent home. Following completion of the conversion works, the first homes should be available by the end of 2023. Residents choose their preferred play area. Following a consultation, local residents have chosen their preferred design for a play area to be used by children of up to 11 years of age at Kingfisher Park, Burselden. The play area that is being provided by Wicksteed will be located on the open space area on the Marischal Avenue, opposite Hellobred Gardens on Kestrel Park, Burselden. It will be constructed in steel with a range of equipment, including two multi-play units, a 2.4-metre climber, a seesaw, swings and ladders. The play area will be installed and finished in good time for the summer holidays.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. New trails for families to explore. Hamble Peninsula Trails and Public Art launched at Burselden, Hamble and Hound. A new series of walking trails, wayfinding markers and railway station artworks have been unveiled as part of a public art project across Burselden, Hamble and Hound. The Hamble Peninsula Trails have been designed by local creative collaboration People Place Nature Limited and were commissioned by the Borough Council with a grant from South Western Railway, funds from developer contributions and with support from the parish councils of Burselden, Hamble and Hound. The project aims to help residents and visitors explore the existing footpaths and cycleways and learn more about local history and biodiversity. Hamble Peninsula Trails and Public Art launched in Burselden, Hamble and Hound. Lead artist Paul Best said, "The Hamble Peninsula offers a dazzling mix that encompasses historic shipbuilding, pioneering aviation, sailing, railways, early industries and agriculture, ancient monuments and warfare, together with a natural environment of shoreline, ancient woodland, riverside and heathland." Installed this spring, the project features new parish posts at each of the three railway stations, adorned with a distinctive design by artist Madeline Allison. An accompanying map board, illustrated by Daniel Powell, and 30 custom-made directional marker posts, half of which have an integrated plaque, which can be used for brass rubbing. The map and all the marker posts also contain a QR code, which, when scanned with a smartphone, redirects to information about local history and nature. Local residents have already started testing the trails during free organised walks and activities led by the Country Parks team. Plan your walk and download a map at eastleigh.gov.uk/Hamble-Peninsula.
Popular paddling pool to reopen. The popular outdoor paddling pool at Fleming Park, Eastleigh, is planned to open at the end of May. It is provided by the Council in partnership with Places for People, who manage Places Leisure Eastleigh, and is popular with thousands of local families that flock to the pool and play area complex in sunny weather. The paddling pool, which is free to use, includes a number of water features for children to enjoy and is also next to a large play area and sand pit, providing an ideal facility for all the family. To meet the demand for the facility, the fencing has been extended to increase the size of the safe space for families around the pool. This includes space under existing mature trees to provide shade and the planting of new trees to provide shade in years to come. Chair of Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Alex Burns, said, "The paddling pool is a fantastic local facility, is hugely popular with families and young children, and of course it's absolutely free for everyone to use. I'm delighted that we are now able to reopen the paddling pool for local families to enjoy this summer." Work on new free space skate park underway. Following a fantastic response to our consultation, the creation of a new free space skate park has now begun. Over 200 responses were received, and the contractor, Fearless Ramps, have incorporated the feedback into the design and layout of the new skate park. As well as the ramps, the concrete bowl will reopen, and there will also be improvements made to the skate park at Fleming Park. Chair of Eastleigh Local Area Committee, Councillor Alex Bourne, said, "A big thank you to everyone who contributed to the consultation, and I hope they will love the finished result. Our plan is to ensure that the new skate park is ready to open well before the summer holidays."
Green Root Sculptures in Hedge End. Sculptures have been installed along the Hedge End green routes after the scheme was delayed by the COVID pandemic. The Wayfinder sculptures were designed and handcrafted by a talented artist blacksmith, Bex Simon, working with local people. They have been installed in three locations in the Grange Park Dowds Farm area. The sculptures, funded through public art contributions from local development, will help walkers navigate through the local path network and encourage people to take green routes rather than the more urban routes, supporting their health and well-being, and enhancing their enjoyment of the local environment. Discussions are now taking place with local walking clubs to develop a circular route that follows the path of the sculptures. New splash pad opens in Fair Oak. Local families can now enjoy a new splash pad facility at New Century Park, Fair Oak. The splash pad uses a freshwater flow system and will be sensor operated to ensure water will not be constantly running. As no chemicals will be used to treat the water can be collected in the underground tank and will be used to water the living wall that will be created on the adjacent cafe, as well as trees and plants already planted on the site. The splash pad will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day from May to September. Chair of Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee, Councillor Lou Parker-Jones, said, "I am delighted that in partnership with the Parish Council, we were able to fund this new exciting facility, which will enable families to have lots of free fun in the summer months." The splash pad was jointly funded by Fair Oak and Horton Heath Parish Council and the Borough Council's Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee.
Protecting our environment. Be a considerate neighbour this summer. If you're planning a bonfire, make sure you're a considerate neighbour when burning rubbish in your garden. Every summer, the Council's Pollution Control Team receive complaints about bonfires that cause home furnishings and laundry hung outdoors to smell of smoke. Bonfire smoke is also known to have a harmful effect on people with respiratory conditions. Instead of burning rubbish, residents are urged to use their local recycling centre or sign up for the Council's Garden Waste Collection Scheme. The Council can take action against householders who regularly light bonfires and cause a smoke nuisance under the terms of Environmental Protection Act 1990. It also claims to enforce where there are significant pollution incidents, such as the burning of tyres or commercial waste. You can report a smoke nuisance at eastleigh.gov.uk/bonfires. If residents can provide video or photographic evidence, this can be useful for our investigation team. Tree and Bee Corridor Project. Biodiversity in the Bishopstoke area is being enhanced thanks to an exciting Tree and Bee Corridor Project. 16 sites within residential areas throughout Bishopstoke are being planted to reflect a natural woodland structure with a mix of larger fruiting trees, such as walnut and chestnut, smaller trees, such as plum, damson, apple, cherry and juneberry in the mid-canopy, and blackcurrant, redcurrant, loganberry occupying the shrub layer. Most of the trees will provide food for wildlife to enhance local biodiversity, and where possible, plants are sourced from the Council's own tree nursery. A mix of wildflowers and herbs, such as borage, sage and thyme, will also be planted. Chair of Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee, Councillor Lou Parker-Jones, said, "This is a fantastic way to help improve the biodiversity of our area by creating green corridors through planting more trees and providing habitat for and food for insects, birds and animals. It also helps to visually improve the area with a variety of species that not only provide food that can be harvested but also enjoyed by local residents. If you're interested in learning more about the tree gardens or would like to get involved with nurturing and using them, contact treebee, that's one word, at eastleigh.gov.uk."
Rare orchids set to return. A field of rare wild flowers, including varieties of orchid, are set to return to an area of Itchen Valley Country Park, thanks to the efforts of the Council's countryside team over many years. Around 5 hectares of meadow at High Hill Field have been carefully managed and successfully restored to flower-rich grassland, which have now been nationally classified as priority habitat by the Hampshire Biodiversity Information Centre. Rachel Hardy, countryside manager, explains, "Over the last 15 years, our countryside land management team has organised late summer hay cuts to remove the coarse grasses at High Hill Field as part of our annual programme to manage over 100 hectares of biodiversity-rich grassland at the park. The summer hay cut, after flowers have set seed, takes away nutrients and encourages a diversity of rarer plants to colonise and flower. Under this careful management, the variety of flowering plants which thrive in low-nutrient conditions has increased dramatically, and they will hopefully put on a spectacular show this spring and summer. These, in turn, provide structure and a food source for a variety of insects, including an array of grasshoppers and butterflies."
Join our garden waste scheme. Don't waste time and fuel booking a trip to the tip. Join over 23,000 other borough residents and sign up today. Over 23,000 households benefit from the convenience of having their garden waste collected every fortnight from their curbside. Whether you have a small amount of garden waste or lots of grass cuttings, shrub prunings and weeds, the collection will save you time and make it easier for you to help the environment. The cost of a bin is only £45 for the year. Benefits include: saves you time and is more convenient, no more mess or creepy crawlies in your vehicle, collected fortnightly from your curbside, no more booking or queuing at your local tip, wheeled bin, is easy to manoeuvre around your garden. Sign up at eastleigh.gov.uk/garden waste. Business waste services. Join hundreds of local businesses that use Eastleigh Borough Waste Services. Why choose us? A reliable, efficient and competitive service that could save you money. No hidden charges, no VAT. Range of collection methods to suit your needs. Locally based service. So, for a free, competitive quote, tailored to suit your business needs, simply call our dedicated support team on 023 8068 8384 or email us on tradewaste@eastleigh.gov.uk or visit our website eastleigh.gov.uk/businesswaste.
What's on? Mellor celebrates culture. The celebration of all Eastleigh Borough's cultures comes to the Lee Road Recreation Ground on Sunday, the 23rd of July. Eastleigh Mellor is a fantastic free family day out and firm fixture in Eastleigh's home centre event calendar. It's a feast of music, dance, food stalls, children's activities, interviews and demonstrations. Chili Fiesta spices things up. Summer gets even hotter in July with the arrival of the Eastleigh Chili Fiesta on Saturday the 29th of July in the Lee Road Recreation Ground. Featuring the best in chili-based food and drink, live music and the notorious chili eating contest, A range of stalls will offer sizzling sauces, chili jams, curries, and even chili beer. Fun for all the family this summer. This summer, The Point at Eastleigh and the Berry Theatre in Hedge End are bringing audiences a range of vibrant creative experiences and activities spilling out from their buildings and into the borough. Unwrapped, the 10th and 11th of June from 10:30 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. The much-loved Unwrapped Festival is back and more joyful and colourful than ever, offering a weekend of free, live, pop-up surprises on Saturday the 10th of June at Lee Road Recreation Ground, Eastleigh, and Sunday the 11th June at Greta Park, Hedge End. This family-friendly event offers an exciting lineup of outdoor theatre, music and dance, as well as a feast of market stalls and festival fun. Find out more at The Point Eastleigh, that's all one word, .co.uk/Eastleigh Unwrapped.
Summer Social. The Point's Summer Social promises its usual mix of live music, performance and family activities to be enjoyed on the venue's garden stage, a sunny spot overlooking the park. Highlights include a funny and interactive retelling of Astrid Lindgren's Pippi Longstocking on the 17th of June, an evening of drag, music and a touch of LGBTQ plus magic with the family drag show on the 24th of June, and Sands of Summer, where you're invited to enjoy a lineup of live music and summery playlists whilst enjoying a sunset drink, Friday and Saturday evenings from the 30th of June through to the 29th of July. Theatre. The Berry Theatre provides all the laughs this summer, with the chance to see some of the most talked-about new comedians on the circuit, like Sarah Barron and Pierre Novelli, before they head up north to their Edinburgh comedy warm-ups on the 17th and the 24th of June, and the return of the monthly Comedy Network from 7th July onwards. The Point also offers a host of inspiring indoor performances, with Rambay School Showcase, Friday the 16th of June, and an evening of Hampshire Youth Dance Company on Friday the 21st of July, both showcasing the incredible dance talent of the next generation. Live at the Park. A host of creative and live experiences can be enjoyed outdoors as The Point's Live at the Park programme returns, with new locations in Eastleigh and, for the very first time this year, performances in Hedge End. Bad Dad. A warm-hearted tale following a father-son relationship based on the popular book by David Walliams. This is in Itchen Valley Country Park on Sunday the 4th of June and Thursday the 24th of August at Norman Rodaway Sports Ground in Hedge End. Peter Pan. Let your imagination soar at this slapstick three-handed retelling of J.M. Barrie's classic on Friday the 11th of August in Itchen Valley Country Park. Sense and Sensibility. If you're eager to partake in the ups and downs of Regency romance, don your finery for this open-air adaptation of Jane Austen's novel in Norman Rodaway Sports Ground at Hedge End on Thursday the 17th of August. And finally, The Jabberwocky and Other Nonsense, a hilarious new adaptation of Lewis Carroll's famous poem on Sunday the 28th of August at Lee Road Recreation Ground, Eastleigh.
Places Leisure Eastleigh Community Programme. Did you know Places Leisure Eastleigh are not just a gym, classes and swim? They offer bespoke community programmes, ensuring their facilities are accessible to all, and promoting fitness and well-being to all ages in the local community. From the popular parent and baby classes, family sessions and Forever Active, they have it all. Parent and baby postnatal fitness sessions. Sessions cost just £3.40 each. Monday, parent and baby group cycling, 11 a.m. Tuesday, buggy workout, 11:15 a.m. Postnatal fitness Pilates, 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, parent and baby group cycling, 11 a.m. Parent and baby legs, bums and tums, 1:30 p.m. Thursday, buggy workout, 10 a.m. Friday, Parent and Baby Group Cycling, 11 a.m. Facebook, Parent and Baby at Places Leisure Eastleigh. Family fitness sessions, suitable for the whole family at just £3.40 per family. Monday, Family Zumba, 4:30 p.m. Family Fitness Yoga, 5 p.m. Wednesday, Family Circuits, 4:30 p.m. And Forever Active. Why not try a new activity, have fun and keep physically active with Forever Active, just £5.15 per session. Monday, 9 till 12 noon, including a 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. group fitness session, badminton, short tennis, squash, racquetball and table tennis. Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon, including an 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. group fitness session, badminton, short tennis, squash, racquetball and table tennis. Swimming available Monday 9 a.m. to 12 noon and Friday 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. For more information on all programmes, please visit placesleisure.org/centres/places-leisure-eastleigh or call 023 8068 4800.
Summer at Itchen Valley Circus Skills Workshop, Sunday the 18th of June. Drop in between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Celebrate Father's Day by learning a new skill to impress your family. Marvellous Moths, on Sunday the 23rd of July from 10 a.m. Book online. Join the experts to see what is caught in the moth trap overnight. Wild Wednesdays, 10 a.m. Book online. The 26th of July and the 9th of August, Meadow Mini Beasts. 2nd and 16th of August, Woods Mini Beasts. Summer Crafts, 10:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 2:30 p.m., book online. Thursday the 27th of July, cotton bag printing. Thursday the 3rd of August, recycled paper making. Thursday the 10th of August, felting a set of juggling balls. And Thursday the 17th of August, clay leaf plucks. To book, visit itchenvalley.co.uk. Itchen Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, Southampton, SO303HQ. The Point contact details. For further information and to book tickets, visit thepointeastleigh, all one word, .co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. The Point Eastleigh, Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO50 9DE. The Bury Theatre contact details. For further information and to book tickets, visit theburytheatre, all one word, .co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. The Bury Theatre, Wildern Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, SO304EJ.
Shaping Places, Borough Business Gems. We're always keen to highlight local business success stories and have been revisiting some of the local business gems that we showcased as the borough emerged from the pandemic. Eastleigh's Got Talent. Eastleigh-based original importer, Tuck Shop, one of our borough gems, provided electric tuk-tuks for the Britain's Got Talent judges to drive to the 2023 auditions. Mr. Steve and his collection of tuk-tuks for sale and hire can be found at the rear of 3 High Street in Eastleigh Town Centre. Mahindra Electric Trio EVs in both passenger and cargo variants are in stock. It's great that the judges recognise the emission-free benefits of electric, and of course, they are huge fun to ride in, said the owner, Mr. Steve. The website is tukshop, with a capital T, .com. Fitness charity status for Chicken Hall Lane business. CrossFit Southampton has just been awarded charitable status for its new initiative, Momentum in Fitness. They say, Momentum is a charity for local people, run by local people. Our fitness charity, brought to you by CrossFit Southampton, is focused on providing fitness to the local community. Whether you're 16 and looking to learn weightlifting, or 66 and looking to be more active and social, we'll be running free sessions for you soon from our Chicken Hall Lane location. The website is crossfitsouthampton.com. Go Physio sponsors Eastleigh 10K. For the fifth year, Go Physio were the official health partners for the Eastleigh 10K last month. The Go Physio team and local student volunteers were on hand early and throughout the race, offering free injury support and advice, free computerised foot scans and pre- and post-race massage. Fiona Moy, Go Physio's non-clinical director, said, "It's always a highlight of the year for the Go Physio team, not only the event day itself, but also being able to support so many runners with their running journey in the lead-up to the race and beyond. Go Physio is all about helping people live a healthy, active and positive life, free from pain and injury. So, an event like the Eastleigh 10K is perfect to be involved in." Read more here at gophysiotherapy.co.uk/Eastleigh 10K-2023-GoPhysio.
Hamble-based company delivers jobs boost. A photonics manufacturing company based in Hamble is looking to expand its business by recruiting more people from the area. Keyoptics Photonics Limited in Hamble, an Exceltitus Technologies company, has been expanding for the last few years and now has over 200 employees and needs to recruit more in the next few months. The company has seen 3 years of exceptional business growth in the semiconductor, laser and optical technology industries, as well as biomedical. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, visited the company to find out more about their plans and what support the council can provide. Hamble Hog Roast Sausage Roll, a national headliner. Hamble Catering entered 3 of its homemade products into the Great Taste Awards 2022, and all 3 won stars for their product quality. Their homemade hog roast sausage rolls won 2 stars and jointly claimed the top spot in the country. The company's online app, developed during the pandemic, was also a technology finalist in the South Coast Business Awards 2022. The app, which allows customers to order a customised breakfast or lunch choice within a 15-minute interval, has been a success from day one, racking up 35,000 orders since its introduction. New refillery in Chandlersford. One of our borough gems, Bayleaves Larder, has now added a refill station to its popular mix of deli, coffee shop and event space. Since it was opened, customers have been able to eat in. Anything from a full English breakfast to a gluten-free cake with afternoon tea. Or take away Hampshire sauce treats, including New Forest teas, flowers, candles, eggs and a range of local gins. You can even attend Thermomix masterclasses, among a whole host of other events. And now customers can reduce plastic waste by refilling their own containers with fresh milk, orange juice and cleaning products at the Larder's refill station. April 2023 marks the 15th anniversary of the family-friendly business, and Sarah and her team are inviting local residents to join the celebrations.
Coming soon, Botley 1086 Wine Bar. Botley's Mill was first recorded in the Domesday Book of 1086, so it's a fitting name for the latest addition to Botley Mill's growing cluster of artisan food and drink outlets. The wine bar will be serving a cheese and charcuterie selection sourced from local suppliers to complement wines from the local Wickham estate. Customers will also be able to buy wine and food to take home. Eastleigh, a bubble tea room called Popsy Tea at 56 Market Street. Named after their daughter Poppy and the popping balls in the drink, Popsy Tea's owners spent 2022 travelling around the world sampling enough bubble tea to create their own ideal recipe. On the site previously occupied by Pat's Sandwich Bar, Popsy Tea will soon be looking for staff to help them serve their hot and cold teas topped with fruit-flavoured popping boba balls. Apprenticeship news. Chandler's Ford company, Gare Gas, has been working closely with Eastleigh College and other local colleges to provide gas apprenticeships to school leavers from the borough. Tyler joined Gare Gas straight from Thorndon School after completing his GCSEs. Gare Gas is a small company but aims to take on 2 apprentices a year. We feel it's a way of giving back to the community by directly employing local young people, says Andrew Gare, director of Gare Gas. For more details about apprenticeships opportunities with Gare Gas, and that's spelt G-A-I-R and then a separate word, G-A-S, please contact hello at garegas.co.uk or call 023 80 363 838.
Prysmian grant reduces energy use. Prysmian is one of Eastleigh's largest employers, and their commitment to sustainability and reaching zero emissions by 2030 has been reinforced with a council-facilitated Additional Restrictions Grant, ARG, for energy efficiency. The company uses its ARG to replace an inefficient DC motor with a highly efficient AC motor. The new motor has reduced energy consumption by 84,622 kilowatts per year, an estimated saving of 23.95 tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent. Prysmian Group is now the world's leading cable manufacturer by turnover. Their UK headquarters near Eastleigh Town Centre employs 400 staff, has 4 production lines, that's special power cable, fibre optic cable for BT and other telecom companies, high voltage accessories, and connectivity. To further promote sustainability, they are currently running a corporation-wide competition for process improvement ideas, such as turning waste into components. A picturesque alternative to your usual meeting room. Close to Eastleigh Town Centre and with excellent transport links and stunning views of the lakes and wildlife, our lakeside conference facilities offer a scenic and tranquil setting for any organisation. With seating for up to 60 and breakout rooms also available, Lakeside's light and airy conference suite is the perfect location for your business to host team away days, conferences, meetings or training days. Lunch buffet bags are available on request and parking for delegates is free of charge. The Lakeside Centre is open for business between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. For availability and any questions, please contact lakeside at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Hire The Point Eastleigh for your business events. The Point offers a range of spaces for businesses and organisations to rent for events, conferences, training exercises and meetings. The creative environment and flexible spaces at the venue allow for a unique setting for any business event. Refreshments are available from The Point's cafe bar upon request. The main auditorium offers flexible seating, which allows you to either fill the space with tables and chairs for up to 110, or tiered theatre seating for up to 312 delegates, making it the perfect space for a large conference or dinner. The studio theatre can accommodate up to 60 people theatre style, or 44 seated conference style on sleek modern benches. This space is perfect for meetings, presentations, receptions, smaller conferences and small informal performances. The comfortable Irving Room is one of The Point's 2 meeting rooms, which can accommodate up to 12 people in a boardroom configuration, whilst the clock room can host smaller meetings of up to 10. The Point's bright and spacious conference room can accommodate up to 20 people in its U-shaped layout, which is ideal for training days or presentations. The Point's West Wing can also offer a permanent base for small businesses, with two office spaces available to rent on a long-term arrangement. Information on our spaces and prices, thepointeastleigh.co.uk/hire. Bespoke or long-term inquiries, theatrehires@eastleigh.gov.uk.
One Horton Heath latest update. Work to complete One Horton Heath Link Road starts. Work begins on the £11.7 million major new link road through the One Horton Heath development. Ludden Construction will construct the remaining 1 mile route section between Burnett's Lane roundabout to the south and Allington Lane roundabout to the north that will provide an important travel connection between Hedge End and Fair Oak. Construction of the link road is planned to commence in early summer and is due for completion in summer 2024. The scheme will also provide the closure of Firtree Lane at the Allington Lane junction to through traffic, shared footway and cycle routes, 3 road bridges and 2 footbridges, new bus facilities constructed ahead of a new future local bus service, safe crossing points along the 30-mile-an-hour road, and extensive landscaping to include native-rich species. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "It is great to see this vitally significant scheme for Horton Heath get underway. This project is further evidence of the Council's infrastructure-first approach. We are ensuring this new road infrastructure is in place first to help take traffic away from rural Burnett's Lane and remove some through traffic in both Fair Oak and Horton Heath."
Go ahead for first homes. Pre-construction work on the first parcel of residential homes at 1 Horton Heath is underway for 381 homes at Lower Acre. These will include a mix of 1, 2, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, of which 35% of the properties will be affordable homes. The new homes have been designed to be more than 10% larger than the government's size standards. The scheme is the first of 9 residential areas planned for the development, which will eventually provide a total of 2,500 homes, a local community centre, primary school and sports field, 3 new commercial hubs, and a host of connected spaces and habitat-rich areas. The start of the scheme also includes the first steps for the Council's development of the ambitious ground source heat pump project to provide heating for the residential and commercial properties, and a private wire network to provide electricity for electric vehicle charging points across the site. The community will be served by a range of sustainable transport links, including pedestrian priority footways and cycleways, a new bus service route, and car club, allowing drivers to hire an electric car without being tied to ownership. Main building is planned to start in autumn 2023, with the first completions expected in late summer 2024. Ahead of any new homes being occupied, the final phase of the all-important link road will be completed through the development. Find out more and keep up to date on the One Horton Heath development. Visit onehortonheath.co.uk or email onehortonheath@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Your community. Community grants help horses, scouts and healthy lungs. 23rd Itchen North Scout Group. Scouts from the 23rd Itchen North Scout Group finally enjoyed a summer camp, delayed for 3 years because of COVID. The scouts camped in patrols and cooked for themselves, and their community grant paid for new equipment such as pots, pans and utensils, which made the camp possible. Citizens' advice. During COVID, citizens' advice had to adapt their service to enable volunteers to work from home, where they had to use their own IT equipment. This presented a risk to the charity, and new Chromebooks, funded by an Eastleigh Local Area Committee community grant, allowed volunteers to work from anywhere. Chief Officer Annabella Crawford said, "The Chromebooks have been very well received by our hard-working volunteer team and ensure that the flexible working methods we have developed continue to add to the benefits of giving time to help our community." Hedge End Town Council Youth Service. The HUAB community grant received by the Hedge End Town Council Youth Service was used to buy a games console and games with microphones and extra controllers. These are used weekly by the Friday Night Project and the Junior Youth Club. They chose fun games that young people can play together, including dancing and singing, to help club members make friends. Hampshire Spirit Horse Rescue. The Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, HUAB, Community Grant, received by the Hampshire Spirit Horse Rescue Charity, helped fund fencing around a new paddock, allowing them to rotate their fields to accommodate additional ponies and horses. Kaylee from the charity said, "Having the additional paddock has enabled us to help the community and other charities by taking their horses in and having a safe environment while we find them new homes." Hedge End Breathe Easy Group. A group that helps people with respiratory conditions bought new exercise equipment with their HUAB community grant. TheraBands have replaced weights at some of their exercise classes as they are easy to store and transport. The money also paid for sessions with a personal trainer. One group member said, "I look forward to our weekly exercise class with good company, a chance to talk over problems and have a laugh."
Dog Watch. A new scheme is encouraging dog walkers to be more vigilant to crime and antisocial behaviour in their area whilst out walking their dogs. Dog Watch is an initiative run by Hampshire Police to encourage dog walkers to be alert to suspicious activity and issues like graffiti and vandalism, fly tipping, dog fouling and abandoned vehicles. They're encouraged to report issues rather than intervene personally. To find out more and join the scheme, simply register on hampshirealert, all one word, .co.uk and select Dog Watch. New community fridge opens in North Stoneham. The council has supported the opening of a new community fridge at the YMCA Eastleigh Community Centre, working alongside North Stoneham Community Group to benefit residents and to help reduce food waste. North Stoneham Community Fridge opened its doors in April with items donated from local supermarkets, food businesses, produce from local gardens and individuals. The aim of a community fridge is to provide a space that brings people together and helps teach people about food waste while also making the borough more sustainable. The fridge has been funded through a grant provided by the Waste Prevention Community Fund at Hampshire County Council and supported by Eastleigh Borough Council in setting up the project. People can collect items from the fridge as well as donating items that they no longer need to prevent them going to waste. Councillor Paul Bicknell said, "The community fridge is a great way for people to save food from going to waste whilst also saving themselves some money. There's a real stigma around food banks, but these community spaces exist to simply reduce food waste and promote a spirit of sharing and mutual support within a community." The community fridge is part of the Hubbub community fridge network that provides people with the opportunity to access healthy food, try something new and save money. This community fridge offers a source of fresh, good quality, surplus food for everyone, including fresh fruit and vegetables, and operates on a trust basis. People using it are not means tested. The fridge is open daily from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., excluding bank holidays. Find out more details of the North Stoneham Community Fridge and which items are accepted at hubbub.org.uk/the-community-fridge.
Your council. Meet Eastleigh's new mayor. Councillor Nick Coldry was invested as the new mayor of Eastleigh following his election by his fellow councillors at the mayor-making ceremony on the 22nd of May. Nick represents the Fair Oak and Horton Heath ward and has been a councillor since 2016. He is also a councillor on Fair Oak and Horton Heath Parish Council. His wife Anne is the mayoress. Nick was born in Nairobi, Kenya. He was sent to school in the UK at the age of 13 and attended school in North York Moors. After York University, he became a solicitor in London, where he met his wife Anne. Anne was a doctor and worked at Southampton General Hospital. They married in 1978. They have two children who live in London and three grandchildren. Nick retired in 2014 and volunteers one day a week for citizens' advice. Nick said, "I am really looking forward to being mayor. It will give me a chance to see more of the fantastic work done by so many people in our communities. These projects are often run by volunteers who deserve our support, and I will be delighted to do so on behalf of us all." Nick has chosen Citizens Advice Eastleigh as his charity for the year. They are an independent charity and part of the Citizens Advice network across England and Wales. They have been helping Eastleigh residents for 80 years and provide free, confidential and impartial advice. Councillor David Pragnell, who represents Chandler's Ford ward, was invested as Deputy Mayor for the year.
Local elections 2023. On Thursday the 4th of May, voters across Eastleigh Borough went to polling stations to choose councillors to represent them on borough and parish councils. The full results have been posted to our website. There are 14 wards in the borough of Eastleigh, represented by 39 councillors. The makeup of Eastleigh Borough Council is now Liberal Democrat, 35 councillors, Independent Group, 3 councillors, Conservative, 1 councillor. 13 councillors were elected to Eastleigh Borough Council. 6 of the 13 are new councillors, starting their 4-year term, although 2 of them, Rosemary Reynolds and Jane O'Sullivan, have served as borough councillors in the past.
Borough residents recognised for their contribution to the local community. The council recognised the contributions of 3 local residents by making them citizens of honour at the annual mayor-making ceremony on the 22nd of May. Val Down is the current president of Eastleigh Rotary. She's a very hands-on volunteer, helping at events and raising funds for local causes. She continues to support local small businesses through the network she set up and works on behalf of Eastleigh Rotary to raise funds and increase membership. Val also volunteers as a dementia awareness trainer and supports Brendan Care with their community hub and allotment that provides fresh food for Eastleigh Basics Bank and flowers for the dementia home. Steve Smith has been volunteering for One Community for over 8 years. He's provided over 10,000 hours of support and has regular volunteering roles supporting young carers with transport to vital respite, driving vulnerable, older and isolated individuals to a social lunch club twice a week, and installing telecare services to over 500 homes across the borough. He has improved the lives of over 5,000 Eastleigh residents, and we hope he continues to do so for many years to come. Mohammed Moss Mossadak, OBE, has promoted and encouraged inclusion, diversity and community spirit in Eastleigh Borough. He helped set up the Asian Welfare and Cultural Association in 2002, and has been a member, trustee and advisor ever since. He also started the Eastleigh Mela as a mini-festival in 2006. In 2014, Moss initiated the annual Diversity and Inclusion Award, which recognises the achievements and contributions of individuals, businesses and organisations. Moss, who was unable to attend the ceremony, is also a trustee for the Eastleigh Gurkha and Nepalese Association. Book an MOT with your council. Do you need a reliable, comprehensive and completely independent driver and vehicle standard agency, DVSA, approved MOT service? Our team of professional mechanics based at our Hedge End depot carry out MOT testing service on cars, light vans, class 4, 5 or large panel vans between 3,000 kilograms and 3,500 kilograms, class 7. We don't offer a repair service. If your vehicle fails, we'll only advise you on what work is needed to get it through a subsequent test. We offer a free retest if a vehicle is brought back within 10 days. To book, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/MOT booking.
News Roundup. Burselden, Hamble, Lerice and Hound. Mercury prepares. The Mercury Library and Community Hub has been busy getting its patio and garden area shipshape in time for the warmer weather. It's a lovely spot to enjoy a cup of tea or coffee, surrounded by some colourful plants. There are daily newspapers and magazines to browse, and a wide range of books on the library shelves. The children's area has books, puzzles and drawing materials. Their regular activities continue to be popular. Quilling, knit and natter, cribbage, book club, IT support and a citizen's advice drop-in on the first Wednesday of each month. Keep an eye on their Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Mercury Hamble, or on the notice board outside the Mercury for details of our future fundraising events and weekly programme. Hedge End, West End and Botley. Mini Forest for Berrywood Meadows. A mini forest has been planted at Berrywood Meadows in Hedge End. The 1,200 new native saplings and shrubs reflect the types of trees and plants found in the woods around the meadow. It follows the mini forest method developed by Dr. Akira Maiyawaki, a Japanese botanist in the 1970s. Tree saplings and shrubs are densely planted and the areas fenced to stop deer and rabbits nibbling them. Saplings planted this way grow 10 times faster compared to traditional methods of creating woodlands. Within 20 to 30 years, the Berrywood mini forest will resemble a mature woodland, which would normally take around 150 years to achieve. Once the saplings and the shrubs are tall enough, the fencing will be removed. Mini forests can absorb carbon rapidly and support over 500 different plants and animals. Borley Park Play Area. Following on from a public consultation for the play area at Chancellor Park, Borley Park, the winning design is the Russell Play Scheme. This exciting new play area will feature rope-based play equipment with climbing frame, hammock swing, access whirl and wasp's nest. The play area will be open in time for the summer holidays.
Cheltenham Gardens. Environmental improvements to the local habitat have been made at the Cheltenham Gardens, Balancing Pond and immediate surroundings. The balancing pond eases pressure on other watercourses in times of high rainfall. The work includes control of invasive species and installation of a bench to allow residents to enjoy this peaceful area. These works have been funded by Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee. Wheeled Sports Area at Hatch Farm. The finishing touches are being added to the Hatch Farm Wheeled Sports Area, with tree planting completed in March. Opened last autumn, the designers of the Wheeled Sports Area, Fearless Ramps Limited, were appointed following consultation with residents and local skate and scoot enthusiasts. The equipment has been enjoyed by many young and not so young residents. To complete the project, seating, bins and path improvements are planned for the coming year. The Wheeled Sports Area has been supported by West End Parish Council and Hatch Farm Working Group, which includes parish and borough councillors, together with representatives from the Barnsland Residents Association.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LAC, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices, all one word, at eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7 p.m. on the 28th of June and the 27th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact andrew.thompson, that's Thompson with a P, at eastleigh.gov.uk or telephone 023 8068 8357. Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound, 6 p.m. on the 8th of June and the 21st of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean at eastleigh.gov.uk or telephone 023 8068 3367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m. on the 14th of June and the 20th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact ross.mclean at eastleigh.gov.uk or telephone 023 8068 3367. Eastleigh, 7 p.m, 6th of June and 26th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddoch, that's R-I-D-D-O-C-H, at eastleigh.gov.uk or telephone 023 8068 3369. And Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. on the 12th of June and the 18th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/heweb or contact kitty.budden at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, S-O-50-N-Y-N. Telephone 023 8068 8000. Facebook and Twitter at Eastleigh BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we are keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties or guarantees and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisements placed in the Borough News.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for summer 2023 and was presented to you by Tessa, Glynis, Jenny and our much appreciated engineer Susie. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Tessa.
Goodbye.
Glynis.
Goodbye.
And me, Jenny. Bye-bye.